This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin, and it's worth at least $100. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Today's trivia theme, since tomorrow is the Super Bowl, is the Super Bowl. We'll see if you guys know your sports.
Okay? Nice.
Fun.
First thing I wanted to mention is it looks like the tax law has changed, right?
I think we've heard that in the news somewhere.
Yes, we have.
I don't know which station. Maybe all of them.
Well, yeah, exactly. Okay. So one of the things that it's funny because, what you hear from the media is, Trump was trying to get back at the blue states, which are the higher income tax.
New York, rates, Connecticut, California.
Yeah, because we did not vote for him, right? So the way one of the things he was doing is to say that any state tax that you pay or real estate tax that you pay that are over $10,000 is not going to be deductible, all right? Which obviously if you're in a high property tax state, that's going to hurt. That hurts.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, it seems like it's specifically like California, Connecticut and New York. Well, here's the funny thing is that California says, well, hey, how about if we do this? Instead of calling your income tax a tax, we will allow you. This is kind of on the board right now, so it hasn't passed. What California wants to do is say, how about if we call it a contribution? And if you contribute to California, well, then we'll lower your tax. So what you would get to do is deduct a contribution on your federal income tax return. And you could do that up to 50% of your AGI, I believe, for this kind of contribution. So it's kind of a way around the rules. Here's the funny thing to me is, A, I don't know if the IRS will, go along with that. I'm not sure what they can do about it. But to me, the interesting thing is California always talks about, Trump's for the rich and all this kind of stuff. Well, aren't they kind of tailoring this
for the rich?
Yeah. Right. It's only people who are rich who have.
Well, a lot of the California constituents who, may in fact vote Democrat, they're rich and they're getting hurt by this. So, putting a cap on the amount of state and local and real estate taxes that you can deduct on your federal return really hurts. And so they cap that out at $10,000. And it's not unusual for, in California between, your state and local taxes, it could be 20, 25, 30, sure. 50,000. I mean, depending on how much you make, it's not a small amount.
But I thought the liberal people want to give as much money to the government as possible and have them, take care of all.
Well, I think that's pretty clever, calling the tax payment you make to the state of California a contribution for. I just don't think the IRS is going to allow that to stand. I think it's pretty interesting, though, that politically speaking, the governor is trying to put a thumb in the eye of the federal government and saying, well, look, we're going to protect our citizens here and we're getting the short end of the stick.
Well, the interesting thing is, I think the way they're doing it is they say, if you make a contribution that's deductible to California, we will use, and I don't know if it's 100% or 85%. Or some percentage, we'll give you a credit for your California taxes. So that is kind of a clever way to get around that rule.
So would this go back to 2017 when you're filing, or is this something that
this is really
forward,
for 18
right?
forward, because the tax law only if it's only impacting from January 1st on forward.
Yeah.
Your 2017 taxes, which, if you're lucky, you've already paid them. But for those who haven't filed, few have filed, but a significant number of people, myself included, have not, completely paid my 2017 tax liability, unfortunately, and I wish I had some of the benefits of some of the tax reform that was passed for last year. But no, it's only going forward for
on
this
a forward
year.
Forward basis, okay.
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to learn more about that, is there literature on?
Yeah,
on
don't
this?
Read your paper because it's all headline news and not a lot of substance. Yeah,
I'm trying to think if the IRS website has the information? You mean talk about just the new law or this California one?
This California idea.
Oh, that I actually read in the paper, but I've heard about it.
So yeah. I talked to my CPA this past week, and you know, just to kind of huddle up, because I've got a number of entities that I file for, and you know, of course, our company is an S corporation, and we've got a bunch of LLCs that flow into that. We're talking about, you know, tax planning on when those entities are. A couple of things that are interesting is, you know, there's all this talk about, you know, trying to simplify tax code, which would be a bad thing for CPAs. But in fact, this latest tax law is actually a boon for CPAs. It was really the CPA Full Employment Act, this tax law. So they're you know, these guys are, you know, it used to be that tax season was certain times of the year, including, you know, the weeks leading up to April 15th. Now it seems like it's 12 months out of the year. Yeah. But she was telling me that even their firm is still having to study this 1,000-plus pages of new tax law because there's still not general agreement as to how the tax laws are going to benefit some of their clients. So, like, for example, there's this 20% discount for LLC income, which, you know, a lot of you out there invest in LLCs, but it's not that simple. Some LLC income can be discounted, other LLC income cannot be discounted. And I'm already finding that out with a few of my LLCs where she's saying, oh, that particular one, you won't get the discount. I'm like, really? Why?
Wow. You know, so. Well, also, you know, if they take away home equity lines of interest, but what if you use it for investment income?
Right.
Then you have investment interest. So
Stay tuned. More to be revealed.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start with our first trivia question. Again, we're talking the Super Bowl here. And for those of you who know, I have a sports show. I did much more complicated questions than this. This one's going to be a little
bit easier.
Which team did the Green Bay Packers defeat in Super Bowl I? That's our trivia question.
Oh, I might know that.
You do know that, right?
I might.
You might. Okay. Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that 5-pack tanning certificate. So get on the phone and call right away. Which team did the Green Bay Packers defeat in Super Bowl I? You better know that Green Bay was in the first two Super Bowls, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Sure, if you say
so. You guys. Okay, this goes back to 1822. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. All right, that's our trivia question. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150. 883-2150. 2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. First trivia question, which team did the Green Bay Packers defeat in Super Bowl I?
Minnesota Vikings?
No.
Broncos?
No. No, the Chiefs.
Chiefs?
Oh.
Chiefs.
Jeez. Okay, that was one question I thought was easy, but I guess not. Okay.
Not for us.
Listeners are pulling their hair out going, what's up with these
guys? I love modern sports. I just not into the sports when I was growing up because I don't remember.
You don't remember that yet. Actually, that one I don't remember either. I was a little bit too young for that. Okay, so Mark, you've got some...
I've got some headlines. So, you know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you may recall that from time to time I'll bring headlines in. And I love, one of my pet peeves is newspapers and their headlines and how misleading they are. So I've got a couple here for you this morning. CNBC, one of my favorites, not. Home prices surged to a new high, up 6.2% in November. Up from 6.1% in October.
That's a surge.
Now, first of all, when is 6% even a surge? And when is 6.1 to 6.2 a surge? And why do they even use decimal places in the first place? But this is not exact science.
Right.
Home price valuations, if it's 6.23 or 6.4, I mean, who cares? It's 6%,
yeah,
right?
You're right.
Year over year, it's 6%. So stop with the decimal points already. It's 6%. And 6% is not a surge, but they are going up. And that's the average. So that's the national average. National average is 6%. And quite frankly, that hasn't, I mean, it's gone up a little bit. I mean, last year it was around 5%. This year it's around 6%. So it's tracking up. The rest of the country is catching up with California. Surging real estate prices is not news to anybody in California. We've been benefiting from prices going up, you know, dramatically since, you know, I mean, the last 10 years. Well, not 10 years. Since 10 years ago, since the trough, about 2010, 2011, we've had at least a good 5-year run up of prices. Here's the next one. Mortgage rates jump again.
Jump.
Because again, if it bleeds, it leads, right? Everything's right. Like jumps again. 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 4.15% this past week. What was it a year ago? This week?
4.0625?
No, 4.2. Okay. So it's basically down. The same. It's okay. It's down a smidge, but basically year over year, the 30-year mortgage rate is the same. So
in other words, it surged.
Wake
to the
me
same.
Up when it's 5%. Then I'll care, right? I mean, you know, we're in a really stable real estate market right now that is with very strong underlying economics, especially in California, which really, quite frankly, you know, for at Pacific Private Money, where we are California-based lenders, lending in California to mostly California residents with investors who live in California and appreciate our knowledge of the region. This is the only state I care about, right? And California's a huge state. It could be its own country.
Yeah. Seventh yep. national... Gross national product, right?
In the world,
but speaking right. of you know, California, you know, and other markets, let's since the Case-Shiller index just came out again, and for those of you who follow real estate pricing trends, don't read or don't bother with this week's news about how median prices are up X percent or not, because you know, looking at the median price doesn't really tell you anything about, you know, the true rate of appreciation year over year and its trend. But if you follow, as we do, the Case-Shiller index, which for the last 20 years plus has been telling us based on a number of very complex metrics how price per square foot for home sales in various in various marketplaces have been trending year over year. And what's interesting is San Francisco Bay Area, which had been cooling off last year. And last year on average, I think through most of 17, looking at the monthly year over year rate, it was right around the 6 and 7%. Well, that has actually started to increase yet again. In 15 and 16, that number was around, it was in double digits. It was 10 and 11% year over year. 17 slowed down a bit. Now we're at the Case-Shiller is always about 60 days looking past because it takes them a while to collect this data. So the summary for November, year over year, November 2017 to 2016, San Francisco Bay Area, up 9%. I'm not going to tell you 9.1 because, again, I hate those decimal points. So we're up 9%. So it's trending back up again. And I think that reflects the strong California economy, the lack of housing, and just, you know, the strength of the jobs market overall. But what about some of the other markets in America? Now, a year ago at this time, when we were looking at year-over-year increases in San Francisco of around 6-ish percent, San Francisco Bay Area had fallen from being the number one appreciating state a couple of years back to being about the sixth or seventh, but now we're back up to third. So who's number one and who's number two? Well, the top guy has been the top city for actually quite some time, and it's Seattle. Seattle is in November, year over year appreciation, 13%. I mean, wow. It's a pretty hot market up there. Portland's been up there for a while, but actually the number two city, and this surprised me a little bit, Las Vegas.
Wow.
Year over year, 11%. So Las Vegas is back up there. Now, what's interesting about Las Vegas is on average, Las Vegas is one of the few cities in America that still has not reached its high from 2006.
Wow. Well, it dropped quite a bit.
It dropped a lot. Yeah. So investors are starting to look at Las Vegas. Now, we said the national average was 6% year over year. Look at some of the cities that are above the national average at 7%, clocking in at 7% year-over-year appreciation, Dallas, Denver, Detroit.
Wow, that's
well, you can only go so far
yeah.
with Detroit.
Yeah. So Detroit, yeah. So people are saying, and there's a lot of homes in Detroit. Yeah. And there's tons. I know have some friends who are investing in Detroit, and so some opportunities there. Tampa, Florida, 7%. So very interesting. You know, again, you know, overall, good metrics. 2018, looking forward, I don't see any clouds on the horizon. And, you know, and for this show every week, you know, I go through and I scour the blog posts and read The Economist and look at the local and national news. And there just isn't a lot to be nervous about right now in terms of real estate prices, real estate in general. And since at Pacific Private Money, we lend on real estate and we lend using private capital for which we pay a very nice return.
Which we will get into in the next segment.
Right. We're very concerned about California real estate prices. So 2018 so far looks really, really promising.
I also think it'll be a very good year.
Yep.
All right. Second trivia question. We're talking the Super Bowl. Which team was the first to score 50 points in a Super Bowl? Which team was the first to score 50 points in a Super Bowl? Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that 5-pack tanning certificate. All right. So that's our trivia question. And again, one more time. Which team was the first to score 50 points in a Super Bowl?
I might actually know that one.
You really? Okay. Maybe. Well, that's good. I think you like this team. All right. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low-interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. Second trivia question. Which team was the first to score 50 points in a Super Bowl?
Niners, right?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, 55-10 Denver?
That's right. No. Very good. Wow. See, now there you go. You knew that one.
I actually knew that one because that was, you know, it's a game I actually watched. And it was really funny because just talking about that game, that was one of the, that was in John Elway's early years. And yeah. The sports announcers didn't realize that the expression that John used to wear was very toothy. And they kept thinking that he was grinning throughout the whole game, that he was getting his butt handed to him. And he actually wasn't grinning. That was just his natural look. And I remember that the announcers at the football game saying, now's about the time that maybe he should stop smiling.
That's funny.
Guy's happy they're losing. Yeah. Maybe he's betting on the game or something.
So I teased a last segment a little bit about you know, how at Pacific Private Money, we're real estate lenders. We're alternative to bank financing for people who need money fast and need it reliably to close a real estate transaction. And we use private capital for that, for which we pay a handsome return. And we define handsome as somewhere between 7.5% and 8%. That's about the average yield
handsome.
We're paying. As income from our mortgage pool fund that we use. And the Pacific Private Money Fund is now up to $35 million in assets under management. Have about 135 investors, mostly Bay Area residents who trust our company because of our local expertise. I personally have 35 years of Bay Area real estate experience, and I founded the company 10 years ago. The fund's been around for nearly 5 years and has been paying on average 8% out to the investors, and we use that money that they invest in our fund only to make real estate loans, short-term real estate loans to those who have a need for fast funding, but also have an exit strategy and a reliable way to pay us back, because we like to make short-term loans that get paid back quickly, and we revolve that money over, and that revolution of capital combined with the rates and fees we charge allow us to produce a nice little yield that's been averaging right around 8%, a little bit less last year. 7.85 was our distributed return in 2017. And again, for more information, do go to our website. That's pacificprivatemoney.com. But what I want to talk about a little bit was that, Nam, you met someone today, not today, but this week, who is in the, she's a realtor,
yeah,
and in the real estate business, and was actually surprised at learning more about investing in a mortgage pool fund, in that she had been investing in real estate secured notes for years.
Right.
And talk a little bit about why she was surprised.
Yeah. So, and actually there are a couple of investors this month or this week who were real estate investors more on, you know, acquiring individual properties. She was surprised because she, when you're buying individual properties and flipping them, or you're investing in individual notes, there's more risk. There's more work to find those properties. And when she heard about our fund and that it pays 7.5%, she's like, well, what do I have to pay to get in? which is surprising. Or, you know, do I, what else do I have to do?
Yeah, what kind of load in?
Yeah, what kind of load, or what do I have to do about the buyer? You know, what information?
You mean all I have to do is just write you a check?
Exactly.
And you pay me 7.5% to 8% on that money? Where's the
what's the catch?
What's the catch?
Yeah. And so she was surprised.
The catch is that you're not going to make 18%. Go ahead.
So is that net of fees? And what are the fees? So it was refreshing to hear that because, you know, I think a lot of investors are pulling out of acquiring properties now and holding them because real estate might have reached its, not peak per se, but a plateau.
It's apex.
Yeah,
well,
it's apex.
It's an individual choice. So if you're a real estate investor out there and you believe that prices have gotten frothy, if you own real estate and you're wondering if now is the time, I will tell you that we have a lot of investors putting money into our fund right now. They're sale proceeds from real estate. Now, some of them are taking advantage of the fact that they can sell now and pay lower capital gains taxes thanks to tax reform. And they're deciding rather than to do a 1031 exchange or buy more real estate at the prices they are now, some of them are looking to, you know, basically cash out, take their profits on real estate. But what do you put it in? And if you've listened to our show, you'll know that we are very big proponents of investing in real estate debt. That's what you're investing in if you invest in the Pacific Private Money Fund. You're investing in real estate debt. At Pacific Private Money, we offer both fund investments and we do offer individual notes as well. But as Nam was hinting at, those who've invested in individual notes know that it's a lot of work. It's riskier in that you need to do your own analysis. And just because, you know, a licensed mortgage broker offers you a note investment opportunity doesn't mean it's been necessarily well vetted. I mean, everybody right. around here in California that offers these notes, there are hundreds of real estate brokers, licensed real estate brokers operating as private money loan originators who are offering these, you know, so-called trust deed investments, as they're called in California when you invest in a California-based note. It's called a trust deed investment. And, you know, everyone's different in the due diligence they do, and some actually don't do a whole heck of a lot of due diligence. You got to be really careful, and you got to vet that.
Yeah, you know, and if I can add to that too, there was another investor who had sold one of her investment properties and was looking to buy another one, but there wasn't as much opportunity out there for that. So she said, you know what, I'm going to park my money for the next 12, 18 months. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens. And so she put it in the fund. She's earning a nice solid return. And in the meantime, she just wants to see where the market goes because she feels like it's, you know,
right. You
there.
Brought up a point that we didn't Fair mention, enough. Which is the lockup period for the Pacific Private Money Fund is only 1 year. And lockup periods are actually a requirement of mortgage pool funds. Those that are created under, you know, the 506 Reg D, which is a type of syndication that most mortgage pool funds in California operate under. They have a lockup period, and some are as high as 5 years, and it's I think the average is 2 years. We have a 12-month lockup, just 1 year, and so it is not putting your money away. It's not committing it for a long term, and after 12 months, you can take money out with no prepayment penalties. So in our mortgage pool fund, as most mortgage pool funds, there's no load going in or out. So again, it was kind of refreshing to talk to that real estate investor and have her say, "You mean I could just write you a check and you'll start paying me interest and you know, there's no load and there's right. no fee and I get a monthly check and I don't have to worry about early payoffs. I don't have to worry yeah. about you know, getting the money back and not being able to place it right away. So it
plus,
is
plus you can reinvest
and you can reinvest. Right. You could add to the account. So there's a lot of and yet. If you're listening out there and you're a note investor and not a fund investor, you're saying, well, I still prefer notes. I'm not going to let you guys decide how to invest my money. We totally get that because we have both types of clients. We have the right. clients that want to be in control. They like playing the game of note investing. It's a challenge. For some, it's a full-time job. They're good at it. They know how to analyze. They've got the tools to make an analysis of the borrower and the lender. They know how to read a credit report and an application and all that stuff. And they like to do it. And they're in control. Control is really the biggest difference.
Well, you know, the one thing with the people who have questions about the fund, I would kind of liken it to a mutual fund, right? You can get a no-load mutual fund. You can get in, you can get out. You know, you're trusting the manager to buy stocks, right?
Right.
Or bonds. In this case, you're trusting the manager to invest in you're being the bank.
Right. And we invite anyone to do a deep dive due diligence on Pacific Private Money and its sponsors, including myself included. I think we will withstand that scrutiny, and we're good at what we do.
Very good.
For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All right, third trivia question. Which hard luck head coach was the first to lose 4 Super Bowls?
Yeah.
That's our question, all right? Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. Which hard luck head coach was the first to lose 4 Super Bowls? All right, don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Honf and Nam Fond. Third trivia question. I always had to look at you to remember your name.
No. Who's that guy?
Who is that guy at the mic? Which hard luck head coach was the first to lose 4 Super Bowls?
I know the name, and it's on the tip of my tongue.
Okay, guess which team?
The Bills.
Patriots,
no.
Wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
No, it was Vikings. Bud Grant.
Bud Grant, Vikings. That's
it's funny,
right.
if you looked at a couple of weeks ago, when the Vikings played, I think it was when they were playing the Saints, and they showed Bud Grant. He's an old man, right? And usually old people have a hard time in cold weather. And it was like 18 degrees in Minnesota, and he was like in shorts and a T-shirt walking to the half.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't believe that guy.
Oh, that's funny.
Pretty amazing. We actually have an email question that came in, and we're going to let you ask, Mark.
Yeah, an investor emailed in and said, you know, if I invest $200,000 with Pacific Private Money, the minimum is $50,000. I understand that. But if I start out with $200,000 and in, let's say, a year and a half, I need to redeem more, essentially like $175,000, leaving $25,000 in the fund. Is that possible? Or does it have to stay at $50,000?
You know what? Why I like that question is because it allows us to talk about the flexibility of investing in a mortgage pool fund. Now, I don't want to speak for all fund managers for every mortgage pool fund in California, but we specifically designed the Pacific Private Money Fund to provide maximum flexibility in terms of how a person can invest in the fund. And so what do we mean by that? So for example, yeah, she wants to put in $200,000. She wants to redeem all but, let's say, $25,000 in a year after the 12-month lockup has passed. Can we allow her to keep 25? Of course we can. I mean, we've got, even though we have a stated minimum deposit of $50,000, we do have accounts that are less than that for different reasons. Like some of our employees, for example, have accounts in the fund at a smaller amount. And, you know, if someone comes in and says, look, I've got 25 now, but I have more I want to put in, will you allow me to open an account? And again, depending on, you know, if they're qualified, if they're an accredited investor, which is a requirement to open an account in the fund, is to be accredited. The answer is yes, of course we can. The other flexibility is that when we say there's a 12-month lockup, the way we at Pacific Private Money enforce that lockup, it's the date from when you first open up your account. We don't add on 12 months for every new investment. Some funds do. We don't. What if you open up a second account 6 months after your first account? Because maybe now you want to put an IRA account in there in addition to your family trust or just your personal account. In fact, we have several clients with 3 and 4 accounts in the fund. New accounts don't reset the clock. I mean, we treat each family, no matter how many accounts you do, it's the day you first open your account. So why is that important? Well, after you've had an account with us for a year, and let's say you want to open up, you know, a third or fourth account a year later, that account is not subject to any minimum hold. So you can treat it like a money market account. You can put money in, you could take money out, you could add $10,000 here, $10,000 there. We have people who do that. We're not, you know, we ask that you don't like take money out all the time. It's kind of a hassle. But, and in fact, most of our clients don't. Of the 135 clients we have, the vast majority of them add money. Very few take it out. So they're not, we've asked them not to treat it like a money market account, but they could if they wanted to. And again, the difference between, you know, when you invest in individual notes, you have no flexibility. You have to take the monthly income. You can't say, hey, can you just not pay me and I want the interest to add up? Well, I mean, you could if that's the way the note was written, but most notes are not written that way. You have to take the payoff when the borrower wants to pay it off. You can't, unless you want to, you know, pay to have the note amended, you can't give the borrower another $50,000 because, hey, you want to put that money to work. I mean, it's just, it's not practical. It's not generally not done in this business. So a lot of flexibility with in a mortgage pool fund that you don't have with individual notes.
Nam, why don't you give us a deal of the week?
Yeah. So we had a deal recently where we provided a second of $375,000.
Seconds are dangerous. That's risky.
That's
I lost my money in a second
in
2008.
Ah, but there's more.
There's more. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
And it was behind a 1.5 first. It was a big first.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pacific Private Money originated a second loan behind, how big was that first?
I believe it was like 1.7, 1.8, somewhere in that range. So it was up there, you know,
That must have been a risky loan. So tell us more.
Well, and this gentleman didn't have a steady income.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So now we're okay, really now, talking risky.
Yeah. So why did you guys make that loan?
So he is a well-known attorney.
Okay.
In the Bay Area.
Whose name we won't reveal.
Of course.
Yes. And it was working on, needed the funds to keep the operations just going, just needed some extra capital. Couldn't get a conventional loan because of the income issue. He's working on a big case, spending all the time on it. It wasn't going to be resolved for a year or so. So he came to Pacific Private Money. We looked at his overall profile, the story, his background, and the fact that his home was worth north of $10
million. And there you go.
$10 million home with a $1.5 million first. That's 15% loan to value on the first. So I would say our second was pretty well protected there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we made the loan. It was a lot of arm twisting. And we'll get paid off in 12
months. Well, here's the interesting thing is that because the fund made the loan, if anything goes wrong, the fund has the wherewithal to cover the mortgage payments on a first.
Right. So on a well-secured second, it's not likely to get in trouble.
True. But even if it does, you know, compared to, let's say, an individual who were to make that loan, if anything goes wrong, they're going to have to service individually a 1.2 or 1.5, 1.8, whatever the figure is for the first mortgage. That's a hefty monthly payment for an individual.
Yeah.
But
right.
for a fund, you know, it's 35 million strong. It's not a huge deal. The odds are the guy's not going to default anyway because there's just way too much equity.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and you know, let's talk about seconds and junior liens for a moment. In fact, at our fund party, Edward, a couple of weeks back, one of the new investors, the wife of one of the new investors, raised their hand and was very concerned and said, well, you guys are making seconds. And, you know, what happens in the next downturn when those properties go underwater? I mean, she literally said something to that effect, which, you know, we had to explain to that person kindly.
Well back up for a minute. It's not like the fund only does second mortgages. You only have a small proportion of the fund that actually even does
right.
Second,
less than 20% of the fund portfolio is junior liens.
Gotcha. Okay.
80%, over 80% are first position, mostly purchase money loans. But some of the best loans in the fund, and when I say best, I mean the most well secured, In other words, the most conservative loan to value, and we're getting great rates because they're willing to pay higher than what we can charge on a first. Most of our first position loans are paying note rates are 9%. Our seconds, our junior liens, are 10 and 11%. So it's a nice, it allows us to create that high 7% yield. So, you know, that's the reason why we're not making 80% or 90% loans. We're not, you know, there's a lot of lendable equity in the loans we make on these junior liens. So again, not all seconds are the same. You have to investigate before you pass the judgment on junior liens.
Prudent right. underwriting
yes.
is what we have to look at there. Okay. We don't have another trivia question, but we are going to cut to our next commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to have some closing thoughts. So don't touch that dial because you're listening to The Best of Investing. We will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. All right, we didn't have a trivia question, but tell the audience about an event coming up, please.
Yeah, so our next fund information session is in Walnut Creek. It's on February 7th
that's coming up. That's this upcoming week.
Yeah.
Wednesday night.
Two spots left. So
is that it?
Yeah. So email in or call us. Email me, NAM at pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
I think we might expand that just a little bit because...
Well, there's always some no-shows because it is a weeknight. It's a school night. There is traffic. Some people, find they can't make it last minute, but it's at Momo's Restaurant in Walnut Creek.
Yep.
They got a party room where we're going to have our own little party. We're going to talk about alternative investments, and it's not just the Pacific Private Money Fund. We're also going to talk about two other funds as well. So there's going to be three alternative investment funds that we're going to be talking about. So it's going to be good education, good networking, good food, probably a little wine or beer here and there.
Yes.
Of course, everything in moderation.
Yeah.
But it's going to be our little mini alternative investment seminar where we're going to talk about three different alternative investment funds that you can consider for high yields, high above market yields. So if you're a little bit nervous about the stock market or real estate prices and you're looking maybe to diversify, take some of your profits out of there and put them in alternatives, alternatives are all the rage nowadays.
They are.
When you go to investor events, they're all talking about alternatives is the buzzword. buzzword. Of course, that includes things like, you know, Bitcoin and cannabis, which we're here at the Best of Investing. We're not big fans of right now. We think that's more speculative than investing. But hey, to each his own. So Momo's Restaurant, Wednesday, 6:30.
5 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I misspoke.
Yeah, 5 to 7.
And how do people... register.
They can give us a call, 415-883-2150. Go to our website, www.pacificprivatemoney.com, or they can email me, nam@pacificprivatemoney.
Yeah, 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
We only have a little bit of time left, so there's another website that people can go to, right?
Yeah, so it's privatemoneyloans.com, which is our marketplace for selling performing loans for.
Right. We compared and contrasted investing in a mortgage pool fund as opposed to an individual note. And, you know, of course, all three of us here are big fans of both. I think for most investors, especially most passive investors, your best bet if you're looking for those type of yields that mortgage investing can provide, you really should seriously consider a mortgage pool fund. But if you're an experienced real estate investor, a lot of our note investors, our direct note investors, are people from either active or retired real estate professionals. You know, if you're one of those that say, nope, I really want to invest directly in notes, we now have a platform at privatemoneyloans.com as opposed to pacificprivatemoney.com. I know it's very confusing, but privatemoneyloans, plural, .com is where you can go to look at performing individual deeds of trust, California-based notes that we have originated and that we service that you can invest in. And you can invest fractionally or buy whole notes. And we just launched last quarter, so it's still kind of in startup mode. We're still adding product to it. But go to the website and sign up so that you can be on our alert for when we put new product on there. And we will be adding new notes on a weekly basis.
Very good. All right. We are going to cut out here for the day. So here's our thoughts for the day. Learn things from those around you. Enjoy life with those beside you. And don't underestimate those below you.
I don't get it.
No, I'm just kidding. Here I am coming up with all this good philosophical
stuff. That was too long. It was too many words.
Too many words? Okay. How about this one?
Okay.
And life is a work of art. If you don't like what you see, paint over it.
Oh, now that nice. I get.
That one. I knew you'd like that one. In other words, if you don't like your life, change it, right? 5% of what happens to you, 95% of how you react to it. Otherwise, you people in Africa, you go, why are you smiling? You have no right to smile. Don't you realize you're in Africa? No, they're happy. For whatever reason they're happy, they're happy. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.